الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, as we all know, this is the third year now of the genocide in Gaza. For the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years, hundreds of thousands of people are being butchered, are being killed in Gaza. People all over the world are making dua. In the month of Ramadan, people individually were making dua. Collectively, people were making dua. On the occasions of the Khatme Quran, people were making dua. In the Madaris, in the Marakis, in the Khanqas, in the Ijtimas, in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, duas are being made that this war must come to an end. And the people of Gaza must be given some kind of peace and some kind of relief from this difficulty and this hardship. But a person thinks and he ponders that after so much of dua that is being made all over the world, how is it that our duas are not being answered? How is it that our duas are not being answered when collectively, individually, on such a high level, people all over the world are making dua, but our duas are not being accepted? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this in a hadith. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home one day and I could just make out from his Mubarak face that there's something wrong. Says he never said a word. He came into the house. He was looking very worried, very concerned. He went and made wudu and he walked straight into the masjid. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I knew something very important was going to be discussed. So from my room, I tried to put my ear to hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say from the minbar. And then he gathered the people and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna Allah ta'ala yaqul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Muru bil ma'rufi wa nahu anil munkar. Command people to do that which is right and stop them from doing what is wrong. Command them to do what is right and stop them from doing what is wrong. And if you're not going to do this, if you're not going to make this amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, a time is going to come where you're going to make dua to me, fala astajibu lakum, I'll never answer your dua. Wa tastansuruni fala ansurukum, you'll beg me for help, I'll never help you. If you stop this amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, you stop commanding people to do what is right, and you stop them from doing what is wrong, you leave this out completely, a time is going to come where our du'as are not going to be answered. Now if someone sits and thinks that what is this gunas that are taking place that we are not stopping, that we are not stopping, no one is concerned about it. And in fact it's such a guna, it's such a sin that today the layman, the learned, the professional, the person on the street, the men, the women, the hafiz, the qari, The Maulana, the Mufti, the Buzruks, the Sheikhs, all are involved in this guna and sin. Everyone is involved in this guna and sin to such an extent that this guna is not even regarded as a guna anymore. This sin is not even regarded as a sin anymore. It's taken so lightly. It's taken so lightly. And what is this guna? What is the sin that everyone is involved in? It's this guna and the sin of photography. This guna and the sin of photography, taking pictures and looking at pictures. Taking pictures and looking at pictures, it's become such a norm in our community that no one even feels it difficult to take out his phone and snap at somebody. That I'm doing something wrong, I'm going against the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you open Bukhari Sharif, which is the most authentic book of hadith, the most authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is compiled in Bukhari Sharif. Here in Bukhari Sharif, there's more than 50 ahadith that are explaining that this photography is haram and it's wrong. But yet today it's become such a norm that everybody feels like it's right. When madrasa went, they got a sign written there on the madrasa, what's right is right, even if no one is doing it. And what's wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. What's right is right, even if no one is doing it. And what's wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Look at our jalsas, look at our programs, look at our weddings, look at our walimas. It's become such that everybody feels it free for him, just take out his phone and snap, take out a photo. Yet the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Inna ashadda an-nasi 'adaban yawm al-qiyamati al-musawwirun." That the person will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, Allah save us, is the person who takes pictures. Person who takes pictures, a person who's snapping around, is taking pictures, is the worst punishment that is secured for him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and save us all. When hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ كَلْبٌ وَلَا سُورَةٌ. Malaika, they do not enter that house wherein there is a picture or that house wherein there is a dog. Two things if there is in a house, Malaika will not enter such a house. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home after a long journey. And when he came home, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is saying, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the house, I just see his Mubarak face has turned red. He's been angry, he's upset. He walks out of the house. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is surprised, Ya Rasulullah, ماذا أذنبت? Tell me what wrong I did. Tell me what's my mistake. I can see you are upset. I seek the protection of Allah from his anger and from the anger of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ماذا أذنبت? What wrong have I done? So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha explains, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks her, what is that curtain that is hanging over there in the house? So she says, I just put this curtain up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on that curtain there are imprints of pictures on it. There are imprints of pictures. The muhaddithin explained it was like pictures of horses. Pictures of horses that were on that curtain. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah has prohibited us from putting pictures like this in our home. And the malaika will not enter that house wherein there is a picture. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And he's saying, oh Jibreel, you promised me to come yesterday, but you never come. What was the reason for you not coming? Ya Rasulullah, I came, but because of some pictures that were in your house, I couldn't enter the house. I couldn't enter the house, but until you removed it, then only it is okay for me to come inside. Remember, my dear brothers, the malaika are the friends of the Muslims. They are our friends. They're there to look after us, to take care of our children. At night, they're there to see to us, to look after us. And we, with our own actions, because of our phones, and because of the pictures that we have in our homes, we are chasing the malaika away from our houses. We are chasing the malaika away from our houses. Those, that creation, that pure creation of Allah, who Allah has appointed them to take care of us, to look after us. Many years ago in Spingo Beach, there was one uncle Hashim Duma. He passed away on a Juma morning. So whilst he was there in his room, he wasn't well. He got up all of a sudden. He was living in a second floor, the third floor of a building. He got up all of a sudden and he told his wife, there are some guests that are coming in. So she's looking, there's a balcony there, it's not possible for any guests to come into there. He's saying there's some guests that want to come in, but because of these magazines that are here, they are not coming into the house. Take them out. So she takes it and she says, must I take it out of the room or take it out of the house? So he says, take it out of the house. So she says, quickly she took it out of the house. And then he says with a broad smile, he's looking towards that direction. And then he reads loudly, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he passes away. But what was that? Those were malaika trying to come into our homes. But because of this murat and these pictures that we have in our houses, then this becomes a means and blockage for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat to come into our homes. It becomes a blockage for Allah ta'ala's malaika to come into our homes. I was speaking to one Maulana from Bangladesh. So he does a little bit of the Tawi's work and also he's saying, Maulana, a lot of people who got this jinnah, jadu problems, I have to tell them first, before you, the Tawi's will work, get rid of the murat from your house. You got this big shaitan box here, you got sitting, your children are all sitting and watching Netflix in the house. You're going to burn all the Tawi's, there's no help for you. Get rid of this here first. All this here must come out of the house. Then you'll see some help coming in the house. Then you'll see this thing will work. But as long as you got all these pictures and murats here, it's not going to help. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة. The malaika do not come into that house wherein there are pictures and where there is dogs. They don't come into such a house. One hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining, on the day of Qiyamah, from the fire of Jahannam, there will come out a huge animal, like a head of an animal will come out with fiery eyes, two ears and a tongue. And it will say that Allah has appointed me for three people. Those who have made shirk with Allah. Those people who are tyrants and they rule with the iron fist. They are bad two people. And number three, those people who take pictures. And it will quickly pick these people out from the crowd or from Medani Hashar and fling them all into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explained about him on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the Kaaba Sharif. And when he entered the Kaaba Sharif, he found that the whole Kaaba Sharif was filled with idols. Whole Kaaba Sharif were filled with idols. Idols of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Idols of Ismail alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam. Other Anbiya who they sculptured idols out of them. Similar to them. They made these idols and they kept them in the Kaaba Sharif. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and he broke all those idols. He broke all those idols reading these verses of the Quran. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. He destroyed all those idols. And then there were still images on the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. On the walls drawn. Images that were drawn on the Kaaba Sharif walls. So he called Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. He told him, go fetch a bucket of Zamzam water and take that water and wash out these walls and clear out all these images. Clear out, efface all these images from these walls. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed all these images that were there in the Baytullah Sharif, in the Kaaba Sharif. On one occasion, Hazrat Salima radiallahu anha and Hazrat Habiba radiallahu anha, the two wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, initially they had made hijrah to Habsha. And then they came away from Habsha to Medina Munawwara. And whilst they were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, they mentioned that in Habsha there was one church. And whilst they were there, they saw inside the church, they had sculptures of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. They had these sculptures that were there. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he sat up from his bed. And he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى. May Allah curse the Yahud and the Nasara. They used to make sculptures and pictures of their Anbiya before them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شِرَارُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. They are the worst creation of Allah. Those who make these pictures and those who make these sculptures. My respected elders and friends, it's for us to sit and think and to ponder. On our phones, how much of us we got pictures? How many of us are sitting and watching pictures? Sometimes we worried about the youth. You're worried about the youth. How many old people today are sitting on their phones watching pictures? Watching movies on the phones. Last week there was one brother, one Maulana, he phoned from the Pumalanga province. So he's saying, Maulana, when I was a child, my father was so strict on us, he never allowed us to watch TV. He said, we never had a TV in our house. He said, when my mother had to go to my Nana's house for holiday and she used to take us with, my father used to get a fit because my Nana had a TV in his house. And he never wanted us to watch TV. He used to make my mother take a promise that you're taking my children and going there, but please, for Allah's sake, I don't want him to watch that shaitan box stay in your house. So my mother had to promise him and go. And it happened like this. Allah Ta'ala made it such that we never watched TV there. Even by my Nana's house, we never watched. But he says, now my father is over 70. He was so strict that time. Now he's got a smartphone in his pocket. And he said, whole night he's sitting and watching Netflix on the phone. Allah Ta'ala save us, my respected elders and brothers, all old people. We got our one leg in the qabar, one leg on the banana peel. It's our last days of our lives. We're going to meet Allah Ta'ala very soon. And this fikr and concern hasn't yet reached us that, you know what, this is something haram. There's 50 hadiths in Bukhari Sharif explaining that this thing is impermissible. What? How will we stand in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah and say, no, there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this here. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there's one mufti in our hearts. Istafti qalbak. Ask your heart and see, this thing am I doing, is it the right thing or is not the right thing? Today, we want to try and legalize. We are going through a fitna of legalizing things. Everything, when we make it permissible, so we'll say, no, this is a digital picture. It's a digital picture, so it's okay. Ask yourself, is it a picture or is not a picture? If you ask somebody, you know, just send me a, what you'll say, send me a reflective thing of, you say, send me a picture. And the person will send you a picture. A picture is a picture, whether it's a digital picture or it's a hand-drawn picture. A picture is a picture and a picture is haram. If you're taking pictures of people or animals, anything that is animate, that thing is haram. It's not permissible for us to use it. And now when we started to legalize photography, from photography to pornography, from photography to pornography, and everyone knows our youth are dying with this thing, with the sickness, with this disease. Who is there today who can say he got a smartphone in his hand with uncapped Wi-Fi and he's looking at the thing and he hasn't gone on some porn site and he hasn't destroyed his iman and his youth in this? So from where to where we taking the ummah? Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive us. But this is the condition. Last year in Overport was the istima that took place here. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Godra Sahab was the guest speaker he was the main speaker in the istima. And just as he started his bayan, just as he started, one person took out his camera. He was to take a picture of Maulana giving the bayan. Maulana stopped him immediately. Immediately Maulana stopped him. He said, "Bhai, put your camera down. What you're doing is haram." And for about 10 minutes, he kept on speaking about the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped this thing. He said, "It's haram. Why are you still doing it? Why are you still doing this?" Then Maulana goes on to say that when we're in the airport, they make an announcement, please, nobody take out your phones and nobody is allowed to video or take any photos here in the plane or in the airport. Then we respectfully obey and we listen to what the airport officials are saying. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, don't take it, we ignore the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ignore the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we show respect to the airport officials. My respected elders and brothers, it's time our eyes open. We understand and we realize what a big guna this is. That all we are now going through the Hajj and the Qurbani season. The months that we are in now, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, these are the months of Hajj and Qurbani. Our great ibadahs like Hajj and Qurbani. We are videoing this thing. Haram Sharif is such now. You can't even make a tawaf correctly, nicely, with ease. You find somebody standing in the middle there, he wants to take a selfie with his back facing the Kaaba Sharif. Back facing the Kaaba Sharif, he wants to take a selfie of himself in the middle of the tawaf. At the Rosa Mubarak, by the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that these pictures are haram, he's taking pictures there then. At the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qurbani time. Qurbani is such a great, every hair on the back of that animal, we're going to get sawab and we're going to get reward. But the person, instead of focusing on his animal and focusing on Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, "Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen." I'm doing this ibadat for my Allah. Instead of focusing on our qurbani, we're focusing on the cameraman to check if he's taking our video nicely of us while we're doing this. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, he gives the example. He says, we got a jug of zamzam, the most purest water. In the akhirat, you'll get one water, it's called Hawz-e-Kawthar, the pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zamzam water is even greater than the Hawz-e-Kawthar water. And you can only enjoy zamzam in the dunya. In akhirat, you won't get zamzam. So here we got the zamzam water, whole jug. Beautiful, pure water. A person who drinks this water, he makes dua, Allah will accept his dua. If a person is sick, he drinks this water, Allah will cure him from his sickness. He takes one jug of urine, or one cup of urine, he pours it in the zamzam water. What he's done to that zamzam? He's destroyed that whole zamzam. That's what we've done to our ibadat, our hajj, our qurbani. We destroyed it with this picture making. With this picture, everybody is on the video. Everyone is on. Every wedding of ours, we need some cameraman to do a photo shoot. And what? For what? For this. Allah Ta'ala save us. How many people have become marhum? They're already in the Qabristan. Their pictures are still in our albums. We don't have the heart to tear that thing. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. The day his wife passed away, the day Hazrat Maulana's wife passed away, he took her ID and he tore it up. He said, until now it was a zarurat, we had to do it because of government rules. Now it's no more a zarurat, now I can tear it up, I won't keep it. I won't keep it anymore now because it is going to disobey Allah. My respected elders and friends, in conclusion, the time is here for us to make tawbah. If we've taken any pictures of anyone, our children, whatever, take our phone, delete those pictures. Who is ready for 100 shaheed sawab? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at a time of fitna and fasad, if a person stands up and he holds on to the sunnah, he holds on to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll get the sawab of 100 shaheed. Allah give us tawfiq, we tear up those pictures. We delete it. And we do it for Allah's sake only. That my Allah will be happy with me. The day I meet Allah Ta'ala, I can say, Allah, I did something. I came to you with something. Whatever all that I had in my albums, I tore everything up. I destroyed it. Why? Just for your pleasure, for your sake. For many of us, that smartphone doesn't make us any smarter. Remember that the smartphone, it doesn't make us any smarter. Sitting on the phone, somebody is sending you. And what is, in the beginning we spoke about, Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar. We must have the heart to stop that wrong. We are an ummat of Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar. We see wrong taking place. Can we just allow it to continue? You know, one person was stopping him. He's taking a picture. I told him, I don't look at any pictures, so don't show me. As you show me on video, see this here, some reel. I said, I don't want to look at it. It's haram, I don't want to see it. So you say, oh, you got a holier than thou attitude. It's not a holier than, we are an ummat of Amar bil Ma'ruf. If someone is reading salah over here, and a child is walking past, we'll grab him and tell him, don't walk, he's reading namaz. We'll all stop him. But surprisingly, when a person picks up his camera and he's take a photo, no one stops him. If he's reading namaz here and someone wants to walk past, we'll hold him back and say, don't walk past. But if a person picks up his phone, our children are taking pictures, our wives are taking pictures, our family members are taking pictures, we don't have the heart to stop the wrong when it's taking place. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that this wrong that is taking place, that's become like a bala for this ummah, that is stopping our du'as from being answered, that is bringing azab and difficulty and hardship on the ummah. Allah give us tawfiq. Let's start with ourselves. Someone was telling me, Maulana, you're fighting a losing battle. Fight a losing battle, no problem. Which sahabi ever turned away from the battlefield and ran away? He stood and he fought till he died. So let's start with ourselves, and we'll make an effort, we'll try, and we'll uphold the command of Allah. And if anybody is breaking the command of Allah, we will stop that person, and we'll try our best, inshallah, who knows, on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand before Allah, when we come in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can come with this fikr and concern, Ya Allah, we did something for your deen, we stood for your deen. Allah give us tawfiq.